are back. Second base with Bowman and Burks.
How's everybody doing on this Corona quarantine Tuesday?
Yeah, it has been a crazy week. We are almost a full 7 days since the world, especially the world of sports, has gone cuckoo with this coronavirus deal.
It's pretty much the whole world. It's just not the world of sports.
I know, but I'm us being sports guys.
I thought about doing a podcast where we just come in here, did the intro, and put the little crickets thing on and just let it run on repeat for about 10 minutes and then turn it off.
Well, that's what the sports world was for a few days. And then
I heard, did you hear what the Tyler Paper did?
No.
They run a sports page that was blank. They just put sports at the top, left it blank.
Like, ESPN was tripping. Like, they had no clue what to do.
Well, you have all these people that don't have anything to talk about.
Nothing.
Thankfully, NFL free agency has spun out of control now.
Yeah. Which is funny because the big news came out Sunday about the CBA. The NFL, if you don't know this, came up with a new CBA agreement, and the NFL players, in a simple majority vote, barely passed it. Sunday, so ESPN had something to talk about Sunday, and they ran with it.
That's all they've been waiting on. Sunday, man. Somebody, please give us something.
So, if you have not heard this, I'm sure you have, because if you listen to any sports, again, for like the first day or so, Sunday and yesterday, this is really all you had to listen to. The CBA has been passed. The NFL players barely voted yes by a majority vote. I think the difference was 60 votes.
There was 500 players didn't vote.
Yeah, 500 players didn't vote.
It was 60 votes one way or another whatever.
60 That's votes crazy. For yes over no's. Basically, the big thing, the big things that we as fans are going to have to worry about is a 17th game, three preseason games as opposed to four, the 17th game of the season, and only the first seed, the number one seed on each conference
gets a bye. Yeah.
And seven playoffs.
So that just means more football for us.
Yeah, it's more football for us now.
So the fans are cool with it.
Yeah.
Not so much the players.
No, granted, apparently it's the, more known, higher paid players that aren't okay.
Yeah, it's the superstars, which are already getting a big piece of the pie anyway, that tend to have an issue with it. But they're also the ones that are financially secure enough to where they're not wanting another game check or something like that, like the minimum guys.
Yeah.
And the minimum guys are the majority, so that's why they're like, look, y'all guys are taken care of. If this is better for the bottom, and the owners knew that when they proposed it. They're like, if you take care of the minimum guys and the vet guys, then, just looking for a spot, you got it.
Yeah, which was funny because I heard that after the player reps didn't vote yes to the first round of the CBA thing, which basically led to the overall player vote.
Yeah, led to them opening up, which I think was fine.
Yeah, but saying when the player reps voted no, apparently the rumor was, with the talk of the sports talk, was that the owners were upset with the terms of the current CBA that was being voted on anyway.
Well, I don't.
And they wanted, they're like, hey, yeah, please vote no, so we can go back and add an 18-game season.
That's all. That's just all a pressure tactic, man. Yeah. It had been negotiated down 17 because they wanted 18 from the start. They wanted 18 a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't change. They negotiated that down, and the owner's like, fine, you don't want to take it like it is? We'll just get more next time.
Yeah. So we got 10 years of labor peace. So the NFL's good. Apparently, you can smoke weed and not get suspended. So Josh Gordon, if he's out there, he's excited.
Yeah, as long as that's his only problem. Everybody talks about him having more issues than just being able to – smoking weed does not necessarily help him maintain a logical frame of mind.
Yeah, players get more piece of the pie slightly. They get I think it's 48.5%
or something. Yeah, I think it's 47.5%.
They get like a –
No, it's 1%. Like a 1.5%. I think it was 47, and now it's 48.5%.
So they get more. So the – mid-level players, the low-tier players and the mid-level players can make, I think they said 20, eventually up to 50,000, 100,000 more, if more.
See?
They can make a lot more money. The lower dudes can make a lot more money.
Yeah, it's going to be a big percentage for them, right?
Yeah, so, and then they designated some, franchise tag, transition tag stuff that, we can't figure out. And the salary cap was set to
$190 million. They're going to make it harder to hold out. That was in this, is they're like, look, Don't think you're going to sign a contract and then renegotiate in a couple years.
Yeah. So All right, that happened Sunday.
So they signed that. We've got a new agreement in place. We're ready to do business.
So that's the thing. Let's go ahead and talk about the fact that they're doing business, because the other news that came out after the CBA was signed, the NFL's free agency period has now opened. The league is now open, the NFL.
In the legal tampering period?
In legal tampering period. So they can agree to stuff and they can sign officially tomorrow and all that stuff. But, you know, with this coronavirus stuff, everybody was wondering if the NFL was going to push the league back. Were they going to delay this stuff and all this stuff? And people weren't going to get signed. And
They're going to sign everybody. Yeah. Now, it is what, isn't it next year or the year after when they negotiate a new TV deal?
Mm-hmm.
So they got everything in lined out labor wise with the players before they got this big influx of money over here.
Yeah. So the best thing. So the NFL's like, no, we're gonna keep it going as it is. We're not changing anything. We're not pushing anything back. We'll see how that goes with the draft and all. But free agency is open, and some big things have happened. Really big things have happened. And that's before today, this morning. So I kind of wrote this down because the first big thing that dropped, I think everybody lost their ever-loving mind, especially Bill O'Brien at the Houston Texans, traded DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals. Why?
Bill O'Brien has trouble with handling the personalities of star players.
Okay.
Bill O'Brien thinks he's... Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Well, he coached for under him once, and so I guess that kind of fits.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the reputation or...
The clout.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pedigree. The sachet track record. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. So...
It's horrible. This deal, I saw it graded out, and it only gave the Cardinals a B+. But it wholeheartedly gave... the freaking Texans an F.
Yeah, I just saw the tweet while you were doing your thing before we got started.
Uh-huh.
I saw the tweet to where if you were trying to do that trade on Madden,
it
wouldn't accept the trade. Like Madden, it wouldn't even.
Yeah, so a guy that was good 2 years ago before he broke his wrist, maybe 3 years ago.
Oh, David Johnson, yeah. Okay. Oh, he was a stud as a rookie.
As a rookie, one good year.
Straight stud.
They had zero other option, no other offense, okay? Yeah.
They gave up. So Houston sends DeAndre Hopkins and a draft pick to Arizona. And in return, they get David Johnson of the Arizona Cardinals, who, again, has been hurt every single year, has done nothing for no one since his rookie year, a second-round draft pick this year, and a fourth-round draft pick in 2021.
Yeah.
That's all DeAndre Hopkins was worth. Washed-up running back and two little picks.
And you're trading – so let's say you could imagine that the players were pretty much a wash. You can't even get there with a receiver value in the league today versus running back value in the league today.
Yeah.
So even if they're both superstar, you can't, the position value doesn't allow you to receiver do that.
So that happened. And then, so this is what Houston has done in the last year. They gave a Jadeveon Clowney and now DeAndre Hopkins. Now, this just name alone, and I'm not
traded and did not get near the value that they should have for either one of them.
Now, flip that. I'm gonna go ahead and skip down to my list. Flip that.
The other
Stephon Diggs,
the other receiver that got traded, is Stephon.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs. Yeah, Stephon Diggs, the Minnesota Vikings, formerly of the Minnesota Vikings.
Did that hurt your heart? Didn't it?
It did, but the writing was on the wall for a long time. He's worn it out for a whole minute.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if it's because the quarterback. Kirk Cousins. I don't know what the
deal is. I think it's because Thielen gets so much attention.
Well, maybe Thielen gets so much attention because Kirk Cousins is a... Yeah.
What? What? Come on.
Minnesota signed him to a two-year extension. They gave him 3 years of $86 million guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And then they signed him for two more years because Kyle Rudolph pushed off in a playoff game and he won something.
Hey.
I'm not against the push-off. I'm It was not pass interference. I'm a Viking fan. Saints, you just suck.
Yeah.
But, okay. Kirk Cousins. If Case Keenum was still there, this wouldn't be an issue. But anyway, I digress. Stephon Diggs got traded from Minnesota to the Buffalo Bills. And this is what Buffalo got. This is what Buffalo gave up.
Yeah, well, Buffalo gave up to Minnesota. Yeah,
a first round pick for Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
A fifth round pick for Stephon Diggs. A sixth round pick for Stephon Diggs. And a fourth round pick in the 2021 season.
Yep. And Stephon Diggs, I think, has what, 1 year left? Or yeah. this may be his last year. Whereas Hopkins had like 3 years left. He wants a new deal.
Yeah.
But I think Hopkins is the best receiver in football.
Yeah, no question.
So,
I mean, honestly, there's no question. Julio got hurt, and dude's just balls.
Yeah,
just balls out. And I'm not hating on Arizona because Arizona got a steal.
Yeah, it just makes me wonder.
You got Larry Fitzgerald and
which Larry Fitzgerald coming back for one more year?
Yeah, I mean, no one, everyone knows Larry's not.
If you're Arizona, you needed to get some more weapons for.
You got that with Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. Like, Kyler needs a guy like DeAndre.
Everybody needs a guy like DeAndre Hopkins.
I know. Deshaun right now is like, what the freak?
He's got to be, man. Unless, I mean, is there some, there's got to be a monster wide receiver that they think they'll be able to draft.
I don't know. I think the only one on the draft I know is like Judy. Think from
you don't, this is like C.D. Lamb, Jerry Judy.
Yeah.
Ruggs, Henry Ruggs III, or something like that. I'm
going with Denzel Mims all day, Baylor, but that's about it for me.
Well, I mean, Denzel Mims in this draft is like a second rounder.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying, loaded wide receiver class.
Yeah, but I don't think Houston's in a place where they can draft one of those guys.
It depends on who all takes quarterbacks. But there again, we had another trade that nobody really saw coming with Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah. Is that a trade? No, it's not a trade. It's not a trade.
No. Who did Indy traded out of their wide receiver their quarterback pick, right? They traded for a defensive guy from San Francisco.
Oh yeah, Buckner.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, they traded for DeForest Buckner and gave up like the 13th pick.
Yeah, because the 49ers had no picks after the one first round pick this year. They lost like I don't know what they gave up in the past, but they didn't have a lot of picks after the first round. So now they have two first-round picks this year.
But, come on, man. They did that. Everybody thought that was going to be a quarterback there, so that kind of changes where everybody else was going to go. True. Now, if they're not drafting a quarterback in San Francisco, it changes some more of your other players are going to be gone and push quarterbacks down the board. Supposedly.
You said San Francisco, and I was thinking San Diego, which doesn't exist anymore because now it's L.A.
L.A., right.
So I was like,
okay, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about that guy. He didn't get traded. No, Phillip Rivers didn't get traded. So let's bring him up real quick.
That's why Indianapolis didn't have to draft a quarterback because they just signed a vet.
They just signed Phillip Rivers, which is weird because Jacoby Brissett's pretty good. He's solid. Let me rephrase that. He's solid.
A lot of people are saying that Phillip Rivers was a problem with the Chargers this year.
Yeah, he was. He threw too many picks. He lost them too many games.
Was that because he had to try to push too hard?
I think he was trying to.
And his star running back come in out of shape because he had a hold out and stayed out. But they got Austin Eckler paid, so that guy's happy that who was the running back that held out last year?
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon, which still doesn't have a deal.
I don't think so. I haven't heard.
I think he's still a free agent.
I haven't heard.
I think he hit the free agent market and he's still out there.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, and we're on this. So Phillip Rivers, real quick, yes, is going to sign with the Colts. Jacoby Brissett's probably gonna be a backup or will be shopped, which, you know, good for him. He'll find a spot.
He may end up being the backup in New Orleans before it's over with.
Yeah, but talking about quarterbacks and signing stuff.
Okay, so yeah, I wish we could put like a chart up. Yeah. So essentially, what do we have right now? We have the first domino was Tannehill signing his deal in Tennessee.
Yeah, he signed, and then the running back Derrick Henry got the franchise tag.
Yeah, so Tannehill got what, $100 million?
Yeah, I think so. I have to look it up. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Okay, look up Tannehill's deal. Tannehill was the first domino off the board because everybody wanted to know where Brady was going to go, which Brady's still out there, and we're in today two or three here.
Right, Ryan Tannehill. $118 million contract extension.
118, does it say guaranteed?
Average of $29.5 million with a $62 million fully guaranteed and The deal has $62 million fully guaranteed
and $91 million
total guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. $91 million guaranteed to Ryan Tannehill, which is a 500 quarterback, including his time in Miami.
Miami. Yeah. And so weird. Like, this shows you in the NFL, like,
why is that weird, though?
I mean, because he's not that great.
He had a – well, he was when he went to Tennessee.
He had a solid season. He didn't have a great season.
He did have a great season.
He had a solid season.
His last 8 games or whatever it was after he became the starting quarterback, yes, he was – his numbers are right there, if not first, the top 3 ever category.
But I don't think they asked nearly as much.
Well, they may not have because they had Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
But they're smart enough they didn't pay the running back or give him a big long-term contract. They just franchised.
And with that signing happening, Marcus Mariota was the odd man out, and he went to the Raiders.
Yeah, he signed with the Raiders.
Now Derek Carr is probably going to get let go.
Maybe, or they'll just let him compete. Y'all fought for it.
It's so fun. Like, the dominoes falling. So, like you said, so that fell with Ryan Tannehill. We all know about Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys.
Franchise tag.
He wanted a bunch of money.
No. You know the holdup on them, right?
No. What's that?
They've come up to the money, but they started at 6 years.
Oh, he wanted the years to be less.
He wanted 3. They've come up to 4. His agency isn't dumb. They know the new TV money's coming in, and then the salary cap will go up, and that's when they want to redo the deal.
Yeah, I gave him a, so you can get I gave two Bowman big a weird pick. Look, like 3. Well, 3 yeah. Or what? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he wanted 3. They went up to 4. The Cowboys have come down to 5, and they couldn't close the gap between that 4th and 5th year. But the money's pretty much 34, 35 a year.
Yeah, which I would take in a heartbeat.
Well, he wants to make sure he can get another contract after that.
I get it, but –
because the next one, me, I promise, the next one, he'll be good with a 5-6 year deal.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. Like, the thing that's going to screw the league forever is going to be when Patrick Mahomes resigns.
It's not
going to
screw the deal because there's only so much they can pay.
I know, but I'm like, he's going to, like, forever.
All
set
he's
going to
do is
he's going to set the market forever that no one can attain to that. Like, no one's going to be able to.
I disagree
match
with
that.
It's not. He's going to set the market above what everybody else has got paid, and then the next guy, the next big franchise guy, will set the market again.
I don't know who that's going to be.
Well, I'm just telling you.
It's going to happen. I'm with you. I just don't know who's going to be.
It's not like he's going to be the highest paid quarterback forever.
I know. Trust me, in the last, 3 years, we've had 5 different highest paid quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean.
Matt Ryan. It was Aaron Rodgers. It was.
Stafford. Didn't Stafford.
Matthew Stafford was first, I think. Yeah. And then Matt Ryan. Then Aaron Rodgers.
Then last Russell Wilson.
Was Russell Wilson. Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
I mean, it's just where it's going, but there's always the next guy that signs a big deal. It's just because it's his turn, not because he's necessarily a better player.
Yeah. So anyway, so Dax now, for however the money works with all that kind of stuff, Dax got 1 more year. He's going to get a bunch of money with the franchise tag. So Dallas is set for 1 more year, which is honestly not, in my mind, is not a bad idea.
Maybe. I mean, it's the first year of the new coach, the new offensive theory mm-hmm. and scheme. You still have the same offensive coordinator, but let's see how he does.
So you know they're bringing a dude in, and then it's like, hey, this guy's gonna suck it. I don't know. I mean, there's a bunch of dudes. Get Derek Carr. I don't know. Hey, maybe it's gonna be the guy that dropped the news today. I don't know.
No,
I know it won't be him. Just teasing it.
It's definitely not gonna be him.
Just teasing it.
Anyway, okay. So let's see. We were quarterback carousel. So Tannehill's gone. Mariota went to
the
Oakland.
Raiders. Yeah. Nope. Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, my bad. The Raiders. Who else? Okay. Phillip Rivers to Indianapolis.
Yep. So the Chargers are shopping.
So the Chargers are looking, right?
Yeah. They got a shop. Yeah.
Okay. So they're saying Chargers in Tampa Bay, who just let
Jameis's contract
expire.
Right? Yeah. He's a free agent.
So. Those are the two top spots they're thinking for Tom Brady, correct?
Yep, possibly. Yep.
Okay. Other quarterbacks on Dak got franchised in Dallas.
Dak got franchised. Case Keenan has a contract with the Cleveland Browns.
Really?
Yeah. He's got a 3-year, 1-year, 3-year deal. I think it's a 1-year deal.
As a backup?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be their backup.
But he's getting paid a lot of money for a backup, but he's also a quarterback. So
well, so does Nick Foles.
Yes, but he's a quarterback. So that,
and Teddy Bridgewater, who's Teddy still Bridgewater on the market.
Is supposed to sign with Carolina.
Drew Brees re-signed for 2 years, $50 million.
Taysom Hill's probably upset.
I'm sure, because everybody was saying he was going to be the next starting quarterback.
But real quick, go to that. Cause that's not something to kind of just kind of throw out there and just kind of leave it out there. Let it settle for a second. Teddy Bridgewater, the second backup quarterback for the Saints.
Who was the highest paid backup in the league last year.
Was going to Carolina, which means Cam Newton is out the door.
Maybe.
Carolina.
Not necessarily. Probably. They've given the option to seek a trade.
That he doesn't want.
He says he doesn't want
it. If you've seen his Twitter, he came out and basically said, well, I think he probably does want it. But
he doesn't want the PR hit of saying that
he's the guy that did it. He didn't. He wants you to believe. He wants to control the narrative, basically.
Yeah, everybody does. And let's face it, Matt Rhule's coming in, rookie head coach. He's not going to be able to probably. He doesn't have the same sway with the Carolina fans that Cam does. So that's fine. Let Cam.
I think they signed Josh Allen. Resigned him.
Did they?
I think they re-upped him.
Okay, so they re-upped him and they brought in. But I'm sure they're going to go, look, Cam, we don't know what your health's going to be. Exactly. You were the last regimes.
Yeah.
If they like you so much, then you ought to be able to follow Ron Rivera.
Yeah, Cam, just go. Just go to Chicago. It's good. Just go to Chicago.
I don't. You know where I think Cam would be awesome at?
Dallas.
No.
I'm kidding.
No. I think Cam would be a good fit for Tampa if he doesn't go. If he doesn't go to – everybody kind of thinks he's going to – I don't even know if he's rumored to Chicago right now.
Well, everybody's talking about Mitch Trubisky as being
– They signed – who did they sign? They were bringing in somebody else. There's a vet that's going up there.
Let me look.
I think there's a vet that's going up there. But I could see Cam doing good in Tampa or surprise everybody and go to New England and see what Josh McDaniels can do with him in New England and see if they can turn to more of a mobile quarterback. Miami. Who's Miami's quarterback?
That's a good question.
I think they're going to draft one. Aren't they? I think they're mocked to pick Tua, like number three or something.
No, looking here, Chicago quarterback wise, nothing.
So it's still just wide open with Trubisky there.
Who was the Miami Dolphins quarterback? Let's look that up.
It was Tannehill and then it was, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I believe.
Well, here's the backup. Josh Rosen. No.
Yeah. Josh Rosen got traded from Arizona out there.
But yeah, I think it is Ryan Fitzpatrick's the starter.
Until they draft their quarterback.
Yeah. I feel so bad for Josh Rosen.
Why? Who's the starting quarterback in Jacksonville?
It's not Blake. It should be.
It's either Minshew or.
It's Nick Foles. It was Nick Foles. Right. Nick Foles signed. He got hurt. So Minshew Mania showed up and that mustache. And
I think Minshew moves back to the bench, personally.
Yeah. I mean, Nick Foles is going to be the guy. You paid him too much money not to be.
Right. So unless you can trade him to somebody that thinks they want him, but no, other than trading him back to Philly to be a backup, I don't think you're going to do anything. Yeah.
So
this is just quarterbacks. Yeah, this is just going crazy.
Yeah, this is a bunch of stuff. That's what that makes the league go around. Let's go ahead and say it now because we've been talking about quarterbacks. The longest tenured quarterback in the league is no longer the longest tenured quarterback in the league.
Tom Brady has posted a farewell message to New England and said he will be moving on.
Yeah, and my boy Colin Cowherd on his show today, he has a source, not a player, not someone in the league, but a iconic source in the entertainment / bracket, that money bracket that Tom Brady is in, is confirmed that Brady will sign with Tampa Bay tomorrow.
Oh, well, good.
That's his source.
Well, I mean, supposedly Bruce Arians said you can have the keys to whatever you want to do. You tell us what offense you want to run. And people like Pat McAfee have been pumping Brady Up's like, yeah, even if he's not as good as he was, bring him in. He'll make everybody in your organization better. He'll make everybody better in the film room. He'll make the trainers better. The guys that deflate the balls, everybody, yeah. You know, he just makes everybody better.
Yeah. I saw, I just put a post on, I like the memes, the memes. I put those on the Second Base Podcast Facebook page all the time. And one of the things that came up was in this divorce with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, who's going to get the referees? So maybe Tampa Bay is going to get a few extra calls this year.
Maybe so. I mean, the only time that ever come up is when they play.
Yeah.
And if it goes to Tampa Bay, they won't play until, I don't know how the schedule works out, but they won't play a meaningful game until the Super Bowl, right?
So I wonder if Belichick's going to try to bring Brissett back. Because right now, Jarrett Stidham's his guy.
Yeah. So, but he's got a couple guys, doesn't he? I mean.
I don't know.
Like I'm telling you, I think they do crazy stuff with Cam. I think
let Cam Newton go to New England, wow, and just run it. And it's turning into the Baltimore point part two.
Well, except, you know, possibly with a better arm. Yeah. If his shoulder recovers.
Yeah. That, but
I mean, I'm fine with Cam going and being, you know, Peyton Manning 2.0. Go get you a ring. With a great defense. Find somebody with a great defense. I don't know who that would be. Really now, looking at everything, not the Cowboys.
No.
The great defense is not what the Cowboys are going to hang their hat on this year.
No.
So, okay, so we've covered quarterbacks. Could we please talk about how the Cowboys have the top two free agents that aren't quarterbacks in this free agency
thing? So, we talked about this before months ago, the whole Dak Cooper scenario. There was three guys that everybody thought that Dallas had to keep, and someone was going to get
three guys that are among lost, the top five out. Of their position.
Remember a few years ago, it was – DeMarco Murray, was it Dez or?
Yeah, it was Murray, Dez and Romo.
And like somebody wasn't going to get their money.
Yep.
And it was DeMarco Murray, he went to the Eagles.
Yeah.
And now it's this time it was Cooper, Dak, and Byron Jones.
Yeah, which is crazy. And that's only because Elliott got paid last year.
Yeah. So
I wish they would have franchised him, let him play it out. But I think he was still playing on the last year of his deal last year. Mm-hmm. So. They should have let him hold out, but they were trying to go for it because they thought they had the talent in-house, and it was last year with that coach, whatever. Anyway, pretty much anybody not named Cooper and Dak got the tag, nobody got deals. Blake Jarwin got a deal. We signed Blake Jarwin. Jason Witten went to the Raiders.
Yeah. So
the top cornerback in the league, top cornerback in free agency for sure, and one of the shutdown corners, I mean, he really is. He doesn't get near the respect he deserves.
This doesn't get any picks.
He does not turn the ball over, but nobody catches the ball again.
Yeah, that's the thing. He doesn't. He
doesn't give up anything.
Yeah.
So while they're going away from him, put your ball hawk on the other side and let them take it away.
So his deal was Miami. So they've got Xavier Howard and now Byron Jones, the most expensive secondary in the league with just two.
They
got
to give money to somebody.
Yeah, I'm not
and
saying
Byron they don't. Jones is the right kind of dude.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying like Miami's kind of getting that.
But I think Dallas still has a bad taste in their mouth from David Carr. It's not David Carr, Brandon Carr. Mm-hmm. When they paid Brandon Carr $14 million a year or whatever it was here 6 years ago, and they're like that, and then they drafted Morris. What's his name? Anyway, he's not even there anymore. We traded up to draft Morris Claiborne because he was supposed to be the second coming of Deion Sanders, and then that didn't work out. He stayed hurt, lost his confidence, and pretty much was horrible after that. So he's a starting cornerback for somebody else now. But after that, I think they decided, look, we could draft cornerbacks later. But now you've got two dudes that are league average or below at cornerback is all you have left.
Yeah.
So you better be drafting one.
And Dallas Gats says here, looking at this ESPN report, Awuzie and Jordan Lewis under contract, but both players will be unrestricted free agents after
next
this
year.
Season.
Yeah.
And then the deal with Byron Jones, 5 years, $82.5 million, including a $57 million in guaranteed money. He gets $40 million. The first 2 years of his contract.
Yeah.
That's all about Mr. Adam Schefter himself.
Reported. Yeah, so, I mean, Byron got paid. I think they knew Byron was going to get paid, and they didn't want to do it.
Well, the funny thing about paying, speaking of paid, you heard about what happened with Cooper, right?
Nuh-uh.
Okay, so he became a free agent or whatever. Rumor has it, or the stories that's been put out there, is that the Redskins offered him more money.
I know they called. Yeah. I know they called and
apparently offered him a 5-year, $120 million deal. Let's say offered him $20 million more. That's roughly $5 million more a season. And he turned them down.
Yeah, because first of all, Washington is a crappy, crappy organization.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it pays a little something extra to be a Cowboy. He was true to his word that he wanted to be a Cowboy.
Yeah, he said it. Yeah,
The Cowboys sold him on wanting him to be here. They traded for him, and they pretty much babied him along. Now we just need him to perform on the road against high-caliber cornerbacks.
Yeah.
If he can just show up and do that, it would be great.
So Dallas guys, again, they got Cooper, they got Dak. They lost Byron Jones. They lost Jeff Heath.
Yeah, their safety's gone too now. So he wasn't stand out, but he went to the Raiders as well. Yeah.
Jason Witten went to the Raiders. I'm going to find that deal real quick.
That's like $4 million.
It's not much, yeah.
Yeah, it's 1 year, $4 million. So, thank goodness the Cowboys were willing to let him walk rather than like last year where he got playing time over somebody they probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah, $4.75 million.
Yeah.
And then Malik Collins.
Oh, Malik Collins went out there too.
Yeah, so because guess who the defensive coordinator is in Las Vegas?
Who?
Rob Marinelli.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So it makes sense.
Yeah. So
that's so he loved Malik Collins. He loved he didn't love Jeff Heath. Jeff Heath is a good special teams guy and can start at safety if you need to. And pretty useful because if your field goal kicker goes down, he's a backup field goal kicker too.
There you go.
So handy guy. I hated to see him go, but we needed to upgrade the position. And as long as we had him in house, we weren't going to.
So,
the Cowboys have a bunch of draft work to do.
Yeah, but McCarthy got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, I think this next year is not going to be that great. I'm just telling you.
Hey, but 7 teams get in. All they got to do is get in.
Yeah, yeah.
They could be a 7th seed.
Well, is it 7 this year?
Yeah.
It starts this year, yeah. Okay. Because I thought this was a year before the agreement was up, so I thought that might have been next year.
No, it's this year.
Well, we're all assuming that they get to play.
Yeah, well, they will. The NFL will be, by September, they'll be playing.
We'll see.
They'll be playing.
And we hadn't got through this yet.
We have not got through this yet.
Burks is, they've canceled school now.
It's been crazy.
Hanging out.
Y'all know this as much as I do.
But doesn't it suck that they cancel school and, like, you have all this free time while there's no sports on TV and nothing to go to?
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of alluded to it when the show started. Like, I saw a tweet Sunday night. I forgot who. It was an ESPN personality put it out there. It might have been Trey Wingo. I'm not sure. Someone's like, you do realize, it's a Sunday night, you do realize 4 days ago we had sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the NCAA had the conference championship tournaments going on. Major League Baseball was playing spring training games. The NBA was being played. Heck, Texas sports. Let's just get local.
Yeah,
Texas
high sports. School UL sports.
Boys, yep. State championship games. The semifinal rounds of championship games were being played in San Antonio, softball, tennis, golf, track, baseball. All these sports were being played in high school, college, everywhere. We had sports last Wednesday.
And let's face it, Rudy Gobert screwed it up for everybody.
Okay.
He did. I mean, he was reckless. I think he went somewhere to where he knew the virus was just to prove that it wasn't no big deal.
So he did that, yeah.
He touched a bunch of microphones for the reporters.
Yeah.
And apparently he was all up on everybody, like coughing and acting crazy with everybody in the
locker room. Yeah.
And Donovan Mitchell was salty about it.
Yeah, I know. I would have been too. Like, I don't know what this is. You just gave it to me.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, like, y'all can't see it, but he's.
No, I'm just saying, seriously, when we as teachers, when every year the flu and all that stuff comes around, whatever the bug is, like this one, especially this one, but usually there's a bug like, hey, if you're sick, don't come around me. Don't cough on me. Don't get away from me. Don't blow your nose over there. Like, we don't like, just like the Donovan Mitchell thing. Like, if we know you're sick, if we know you're sick, you stay over there. Don't bring that stuff to me.
Yeah, no
if
joke.
If I end up sick, self quarantine.
But he's like, I don't care. He was all over it. And Donovan Mitchell come out and said, look, I had to cool off. And I thought they were supposed to be boys. Maybe that's just on the court more than not.
I mean, is he your boy now?
I don't think he was his boy before.
I mean, but is he now?
I have boys that even if they did that, I would have known why they were playing around, and it would not have been that crazy for me.
Yeah. Well,
I mean.
But he's a pissed like Donovan Mitchell and Gobert ain't got it like that.
No, they do not, for sure. And, so. Yeah. So there's some beef there.
You blaming him.
Somebody gets traded. Gobert will be on a different team next year. Watch.
He'll be in Siberia or something.
He'll be in the French basketball league.
But in all seriousness, like, it's gotten – we played games Wednesday last week, and then Thursday, everything changed.
Yeah.
Well, late Wednesday night when they canceled the Oklahoma City Jazz game.
Because he tested positive. Gobert tested positive.
And then, college basketball, just one after the other.
And it always goes in the same pattern. We've all seen this over this last week. It goes, hey, we're going to take precautions. Everything's going to go as planned. Everything's okay. Hey, they'll get to it. Yeah, we need to be careful about this. And then, oh, by the way, we're canceling that.
Yeah,
just all together.
In college basketball, for example, the Big 12 tournament was in Kansas. And the Big 12 tournament men's, where Baylor was at, Wednesday night, they had the first two games being played, like Texas Tech beat Iowa State or something, or TCU or whatever. And they're like, all the fans were there. Like, it was no protocols were being
right. Yeah, it was
made.
Just playing basketball.
During the second game, they made the announcement that tomorrow's games will be played in front of 250 people.
Yeah.
125 tickets will be handed out to
each team,
family and friends and close personnel. No bands, no cheerleaders, no pep squads, no dance teams. Just 125 tickets per team. It went from that, and they're going to play like 11:30. That was tip off.
Yeah,
11 o'clock up to 11 o'clock. People believe they're going to play games.
They pretty much went out and took the ball away from the tip-off, right?
They said, we're not playing
down.
It all. The NBA was, they shut out. The Big 12 shut down, the SEC shut down, the ACC shut down, all the Power 5 conferences shut down.
Yep.
The Big East was like, no, we're still playing. And then the halftime of a game in the Big East,
they shut it down.
Madison Square Garden, they're like, okay, we're done. Like, the same thing happened at the state games in San Antonio for boys basketball.
Hey, everybody, they're already around each other. They're already breathing the same air.
Here.
They're already doing
we're
it.
Already
so
here.
Anybody here that's getting infected, already infected.
Should have left us.
Yeah.
They did the same thing with the boys basketball game. The semifinal games were being played. Apparently, after the second game, they announced it. Hey, just before the second games was being played, they're like, hey, just so you know, whoever wins these games tonight who are going to play for the championships on Saturday, just know we're only going to have 500 fans from each team
in
the
here
gym.
To do it. And then
and
it
went
oh,
from
we
that
just
to, no, we're going to cancel it.
Yeah.
And the UIL, the University Interscholastic League, it's the thing that runs the sports and academics in the state of Texas, have came out and said last week, we have postponed things until at least the 29th.
Something like that.
But they left rehearsals and practices and all that stuff to local district discretion.
Right.
Like, they gave schools a choice to do what they wanted to do. They weren't playing the games, but if you wanted to practice and all that kind of stuff and meet with team, you could. And then Friday hit, and then new UAL, or yesterday, UAL said, no, we're shutting everything down. No practices, no meeting of teams. No one can congregate together. You can't do it. Like, it's been like that. We talked about this a bit because it came up real fast. There's no March Madness. There's no college basketball tournament, men's or women's. There's no champions. So I think you discussed it Friday when we were talking. The Virginia Cavaliers are still the defending champions. in men's basketball and the Baylor Lady Bears.
And they're looking at things like giving seniors another year of eligibility.
Yeah, and all the spring sports, because the NCAA has basically said all winter sports championships.
Winter sports can't, spring sports too, right? I mean, didn't they go ahead and cut spring?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
And I heard that they were, depending on how long it goes, like the Texas UIL, they were still calling it a postponement.
So right now, nothing's been canceled in the UIL.
Yeah.
As of this moment, in terms of athletics.
But everybody keep in mind, this is a very fluid situation. Yeah, no one knows. Yeah, by the time we get this uploaded to a computer and posted, everything could have been shut down.
On the internet.
Or everything could have already, you know, opened back up.
I say that, but then Waco's declared a national disaster. So, what is that thing? A national disaster. Declare a public. I don't forget what the thing's called. They shut down Waco. They shut down major cities.
Yeah, they want everybody to stay in.
So social distancing is key, because even Kevin Durant has corona.
Yeah,
has coronavirus. He doesn't even play,
and he doesn't even really have that many friends to bring it to.
Yeah, he's one of three. He's one of four Nets players that got it, and apparently the last team they played was the Lakers. So the LA Lakers have been notified that they will self-quarantine for the next 14 days, and they will start testing those players tomorrow.
Yeah, and they're already not. Right now, if you go to a hospital, you're getting tested.
Yeah.
They're going to ask you a bunch of questions, stuff like that. I mean, it's
the world has gone topsy-turvy crazy.
There's stuff going on now that a week ago, you never thought would have even been possible.
2 days ago,
once they started doing it, and you started seeing how serious they were taking it, you kind of understood. Anything's possible.
So speaking about the breaking down the crowds of stuff, for example, here we are at, it's Limestone County, Central Texas. We have a fair.
Yeah, the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo got canceled.
Southwest got canceled, and Austin, that was the first thing. All these conferences, E3, a big electronic gaming expo for PlayStation and Nintendo and Sony and all these other places, Xbox, they got shut. Like, everybody was just shutting down stuff. Like, no big crowds. And then they got,
shrinking it. It was 50.
Well, it was 500.
And then they went to 50.
And it was 500.
Well, I'm saying like what the president said.
No, I'm saying, it was 500, 250, 125,
50, and now 10. So don't try to gather more than 10 people.
If you have 10 kids,
I don't know what you're supposed to do.
I heard in Australia now they're getting at the five. No social gathering more than 5 people. I shouldn't even be here at Bellman's house right now.
Right, because there's five of us plus you and your wife.
And I got, me and my wife are over here, like, you know, screwing stuff over, doing the math wrong.
But yeah, so it's such a crazy.
It's just crazy,
and we don't know what's going to happen. But you can always stay in and listen to podcasts,
just like ours.
Yeah, watch the video, listen to it on your phone while you're doing other
stuff. I'll post videos online. I'll post videos on the Facebook page. Be sure to join us on Second Base with Bowen and Burks Facebook.
And I mean, not to make light of the situation, but we're going to have to get you to do a bet payoff before this shuts everything down.
Man, I
and like
stuff
you
in
can't
the truck,
even do it.
But my wife texts me. She says she's sleepy and she wants to eat dinner.
I understand. Well,
she's been planning something for the last like 4 days, and we cooked it today, and it's in a slow cooker. She's like, I want this.
And
we got to watch Frozen 2, because Disney hooked up the world and released Frozen 2 on Disney Plus 3 months early.
And we're sitting here, we're 4 hours late recording this podcast because stuff kept happening and we kept taking phone calls.
You kept taking phone calls.
I kept taking phone calls. Jermaine kept not being ready to record. I don't know.
I was helping your son with math.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. So, he needs all the help he can get.
There you go. The youngest one. So
the youngest one. Yeah, I appreciate that. He's 2 years old.
He's getting it though.
Well, that's all I'm talking about. Start him out early over here. Everybody's going to have to join me on the homeschooling training.
Yeah,
now.
So everybody's being homeschooled right now, and we as teachers, we're trying to do this. This ain't no vacation for us, because we got to figure stuff out.
Y'all got to figure out how to help enable people to homeschool their kids.
Yeah, I'm just going to say this real quick, and I'm done talking. Like, we don't know, like Bowman said, this is a fluid situation, and there's a word in education that we hate. It's called rigor. We hate that word. I'm starting to hate the word fluid.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's gonna just call so it moist.
Now it's a moist situation. Now you would like for it to be a little more rigid, right? I mean, isn't
yeah,
that?
I guess. Yeah, bumpy, lumpy, clumpy. But rigor is the word we hate in education. You say rigor in a meeting and teachers just go, ugh.
Oh, eyes.
But anyway, in all seriousness, though, like, as Bowman put it, and this is the CDC, the president, everybody's like, no one knows where this is going, how long it's going to take. I went to school yesterday. We had school yesterday. Most right. schools in the area didn't, but we decided
y'all
to have
did.
School.
Yeah,
and
like,
halfway through the day, they're like, nope, we're going to take that back. We're going to make sure everything's safe for a week and a half, which is fine. But
and y'all just come off of spring break. So
yeah.
y'all come back for one day after spring break.
Yep.
And then.
Yep. And change some more. But there's seniors across this country. College, like Baylor's already came out and said they are not graduating students in May.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand that.
They are going to, if you're a Baylor, for example, if you're a Baylor senior and you're to set to graduate in May, just a little over a month, it ain't happening. We'll have a you'll get your diploma. We'll give you your degree. That
you're not
going to call your name. We're not going to have you walking down the. Yeah. August. They're going to have commencements in August. And I don't know what seniors are going to do if this thing goes further than we think it might be going right now. It's proms, senior trips, senior graduations, all types of stuff. Like freshmen, they'll live. We'll get it. I mean, everybody's got changes. It's not, oh my gosh, the freshmen, the seniors, huh? But it's a big deal, and it may not be what they envisioned all their lives, and what we talked about even a month ago, what they envisioned it to be a month ago, isn't what it is now. Is it may not be what it is going to end up being. It's kind of
right.
sad.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really is sad. I mean, for sure. And what are you going to do? I mean, this time they'll never get back. So if they had all these big plans, think about, like the college athletes that just had state championship basketball stuff taken away from them. Some of these guys, it's the biggest thing they're ever going to have in their life, you know, to some extent.
Yeah.
This was their glory days. This was their time to shine. They're not going to college on a scholarship or nothing like this. This was as big as it's going to get. And now it's all I think about this too. Imagine had this happened during football playoffs, I think in Texas it would have been crazier. Like there would have been more uproar about shutting it down.
If this is college football in the NFL, yeah, I think
if this was football season,
oh gosh,
we had this,
I would have lost
it. Would have been way worse than what it is. As much as basketball is popular and everything like that, I just feel like the football is so much more intense that, I don't know, maybe the owners of the football team were like, look, if this thing's coming, y'all got to hold all out at least until after the Super Bowl before y'all turn it loose.
Basketball will come back. No one's gonna. You can't watch it. You won't be able to watch it. In a gym, watch it on TV. Did you hear the story about the WWE? What they did?
Oh yeah, that they're gonna do everything like in house or whatever.
Yeah, but like what happened when they were streaming live last week?
Yeah, that they were doing it with nobody in there.
Yeah. And then they're streaming it live on the network and stuff. If you had the app and all that. So if you had the app, you'd never like go to commercial break and stuff. So apparently WWE fighters were fighting in the ring and during commercial breaks, because there's no crowd, they stopped fighting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just went to their corners and like having like regular conversations.
Oh, I did not know that.
So on the live stream picked it up. So like, dudes are like, why'd they stop fighting? Why are they talking? They're just sitting there like they just took a break.
Yeah, so it was like in between rounds
or
whatever.
So when the commercial break came back for TV folks, they were right back to fighting. But live stream people were like, this isn't, no.
And come on, y'all guys know that. So why couldn't y'all do what you always do and like throw somebody out of the ring and let them sit out there and try to get back in the ring for three minutes or whatever?
They just literally like were just sitting around, went to their corners and talked to their tag team partners and stuff. Yeah, if you're going to, here's the thing. We laugh about that, but there's some people that are highly upset about it, knowing they're watching a scripted show.
Yep, that's true. Well, we have some listeners of the podcast that are big time wrestling fans.
I don't have a problem with wrestling. It's fun if you get into the storylines and stuff, but we know it's fake.
you know,
storylines, the storylines and stuff are fake.
I mean, I'm not putting that out there. I guess you want to ruin Christmas for all the kids and say there's no Santa Claus too.
They know that already.
Okay.
Santa would have brought Corona to the world. That's what the Tooth Fairy would do.
The Tooth Fairy, evil Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, because that.
Okay. See, you're crossing over. See, I don't even want to get into that. Yeah. Don't even, because there's going to be people say, "Oh, well, what about this?
Wrestling's great."
Thank you.
And the XFL was too. Thanks a lot, Corona.
Yeah, there goes Jermaine's birthday trip. Yo, right
okay,
there.
I'm gonna shut up for real. 2 years in a row. My birthday's in April.
Okay, let me explain this to you. Stop trying to go to football events in April, and you will not be as disappointed.
Well, sporting anywhere now.
Like, not now. I'm with you.
I know, because last year I wanted to see the San Antonio Commanders of the AAF play. They shut that league down.
Yep, said no, sir. Watch.
Okay, that's all good. This year, I'm like, okay, the Dallas Renegades of the XFL. They're not even really good. They lost their quarterback, Landry Jones.
He wasn't all that great when he was playing.
Yeah, but I could have went to Houston to watch a Roughnecks game.
Houston
would have been at PJ Walker. Those guys, I would have watched that. This thing shut the XFL down.
Now
it's just okay. So I was going to watch the Rangers. They're going to play the Astros at the New Globe Life, and I can get all you can eat seats.
Yeah,
and I was going to watch. I can't do that anymore. Okay, Jay Farrow's going to be at the Improv. Comedian Saturday Night Live. He's going to be at the Improv that weekend. You can't be in a room with more than 10 people now. Screw that too. Like,
yeah, that's a done deal. I know. Well, me and my wife, our anniversary's coming up in April.
But that's two people. Same thing. You don't want a bunch of people on your anniversary.
Well, we normally go do something like out, go to some kind of event or something, wherever we go. We can't do anything. We were going to go on a cruise. Thank goodness we canceled that, because there's no chance of that.
They're so cheap right now.
What? They're not cruising.
I know, I'm just talking about the joke 2 days ago was cruises and airline tickets were so cheap.
Well, they haven't shut down airline travel.
Find the humor, dude.
I'm just saying. They haven't shut that. How is it? You can't. There are no more than 10 people. Airline travel is perfectly okay.
Just rent a boat. Let's get a hot air balloon.
We're just going camping. We'll go to the woods. We'll come back 2 months when this stuff's over with.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wait. I still have to work.
Oh, yeah. You do.
You get canceled. You get all this free time.
I'm still working. No, there's no free time. I got to
create
engaging lessons online in a virtual classroom to keep students engaged.
Which you can do anywhere that you have internet service. So, luckily, internet's still up. Water's still up.
Give it time.
We're doing good.
Give it time.
I think we'll be okay.
If you've got toilet paper, be sure to send it to second base Bowman and Burks. And I'm gonna shut up
now. Yeah, the whole world's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's this episode.
All right, so be sure to check us out on Facebook. I have a Twitter that I never post things to that we have on the show. I'll probably dance around in a Bahamas, Hawaii bikini in another week or so. It's in the truck, but my wife's wants me to go home.
Maybe after you lose your mind from the virus.
Yeah. All right. Second Mr. Bowman and Burks.
We're out.